Good morning. Good morning, and to another wonderful Wednesday. If you ever notice, someone gets up at an event or to speak, sometimes they'll start talking about Parashas HaShavua, and no matter what parasha it is, they find some type of relevant message. Well, there's a reason for that, because it's unbelievable how many relevant messages there are planted in every pasuk and almost every word of the Torah. The Mefarshim are there waiting for us to tap into it. And the Torah is eternal, and it's understandable that's what's happening here. This week's parasha obviously no difference. In fact, extremely fundamental throughout Bereishis that we have a concept called Maisa Avos Siman Labanim, which means that the events that happened to our forefathers as we come through, because we through Bereishis and throughout the Chumash, it's a blueprint what's going to happen to us. If we pick up on these messages, we can anticipate and plan accordingly. The Chafetz Chaim mentions the following. Actually, I want to introduce a little story, and then I'll tell you what the Chafetz Chaim says on the pasuk by Avraham Avinu. I had a friend. There's a building downtown Chicago called the Standard Oil Building. Standard Oil used to be a main. I'm not sure, maybe they renamed the building. I think I got taken over by BP. I think so. There used to be Standard Oil gas stations all over the place, and I think that's the BP. I think that got bought out. But my friend, he had it's one of the tallest buildings. It's closer to Lakeshore near Record Drive. You can't miss the building. You see it all the time if you know what it is. And he had an office way up high, 60th or 70th floor. It's a tall building. So what did my friend's father do for a living? He had a crew, and his whole job was to decide where to put a gas station. Now, in order to do that, they had a lot of sophisticated statistics, and they decided about population, traffic flow, traffic lights, you name it, and they put it all into calculation. They came up with not only where to put a gas station, but how many pumps and what type of store should have with the food, without the food, how many pumps, and they designed it. Now, if you put it on, even at the right place, but you put the wrong corner, and the cash flow, the cars can't get in there, the place will go out of business. You put it at the right place, and everybody comes to your station. These things are very highly sophisticated in how they go about planning them, because it's a business. It's only there to make money, bottom line. If it works, it works. And that was his job. Believe it or not, a guy sitting up on the 60th floor of Standard Oil Building, an executive, and his job is to decide where to put it next. But it makes sense. And every business is like that, too. You know, location is very important. How big, and all your decisions about how to invest your money. Avraham Avinu, the pasuk says, "Vayatek misham hara." Avraham moved, and it's described. He pitched his tent. He had to live somewhere. The pasuk says, "Beis El Miyam Ha'ay Mikedem," and it says, "Mikedem Beis El Vayedalo." It's an extremely precise description of where he put his tent. What does the English say over here? He relocated to the mountain east of Beis El, and Beis El is on the west, Ai is on the east. They built there an altar. Okay, very descriptive. And people go right through it, like, okay, I don't even know where it is. You get out a map, you couldn't even tell exactly where it is. But Avraham Avinu knew what he did, and he also was in planning and strategy. What did he do? He was in business also. That's what the pasuk is telling us, is the Chafetz Chaim. He was in the business of Hachnasas Orachim. In order to do his mitzvah, he had to find out exactly where the highways and where the traffic flow, where the cities were, where the towns were, and he planted it exactly where he could be the most effective and get his message across and serve people. The pasuk says, we have to put up a business plan in planning out our mitzvos, our learning. The Rebbeim, Baruch Hashem, constantly are talking to each other. That's what we do. Besides eating breakfast and lunch, we actually have meetings every single day. I actually look forward to talking. We don't just talk about, you know, pass the ketchup over here. Really, Baruch Hashem, we have opportunities to share ideas and to come up with strategies and to hear from each other what's going on and how to help. We use our experience. We try our best to come up with very well thought out plans, short term and long term plans of how to help you. Not only do we tell you where to put your efforts, but we tell you what to avoid also, how to avoid pitfalls. Both in the positive and the negative, there's a lot going on in the background here, a lot being provided for you. And this is one of the messages of Maisa Avos Siman Labanim, is that we set out, we don't just go through a day, but we plan we have a plan, and we go according to the plan, and we're watching out for how to be the most effective. So we should be Zocha. As B'nai Torah, always keep our eyes open, be around the right people in the right places, and to do the right things. Good morning.